With the news of a new Omicron variant, virologists have been working hard to provide treatment for those that have contracted COVID. I've been told that Sotrovimab is an antibody treatment that has been used to ease the symptoms and help people recover. And the good news is there are more antiviral treatments as well in the pipeline. I asked Professor Bill Rawlinson, Senior Medical Virologist at the University of New South Wales, to explain some of the treatments currently being used against COVID.
It's important to think about the treatments in terms of whether they're aimed at preventing COVID, that is, actually treating the virus, SARS, and stopping it from regressing, or whether they're aimed at the side effects, you know, the need for oxygen and the need for preventing inflammation in the lungs and things like that, because some of these are specific for the virus and some of these are specific for the disease, but they're not aimed at the virus. They're aimed at the effects of the virus on the body, if you like. The ones that are available specific for the virus, Sotrovimab that you mentioned a friend of yours had, that's a monoclonal antibody that was developed quite early on. And like a lot of the monoclonal antibodies available now, it's directed against the spike protein, which is the part of the virus that's in the vaccine. So it's the part of the virus that seems to be very important in how the virus gets into cells and infects cells. So Sotrovimab is specifically directed against that. And in fact, it works against the isolates that we're seeing recently, like Omicron, just as well as against previous ones. There are also other similar drugs, like a drug called Evusheld, which is a monoclonal antibody. They're like naturally occurring antibodies, but they're made in a test tube, if you like, and they're specific for stopping the virus from getting into cells. What we are seeing, so, and then there's a whole lot of other ones coming along as well. Yeah.
So is that sort of like a penicillin for a bacteriological type thing? You're treating something and stopping it progressing.
The effect is the same, but they're a very different type. They're not like an antibiotic. They're a monoclonal antibody, and some people, for example, receive monoclonal antibodies for a whole range of diseases. You can design them specifically to target the virus at a certain point. The things that are like penicillin that are coming along are called antivirals, so they're specifically aimed at killing the virus, and they, like penicillin, are chemicals rather than antibodies. And we've not had terribly good ones. We've had remdesivir, which is still available. But what we are seeing is the development of a number of new ones. And recently in Australia, a drug called molnupiravir has been approved. And that drug is specifically targeting the virus itself. And there's another one which is also targeting the virus, which is becoming available, which should be approved quite soon, which is called Paxlovid. That's it's based upon antivirals that we use for HIV, but they're repurposed, if you like, to target this virus. So they're the two major kind of areas of killing the virus, if you like, and they're typically applied during moderate disease, and it's been proven that all of them in different ways can prevent people from progressing to moderate disease towards needing admission to ICU. Then there's a number of other medications that people I'm sure have heard of, like ivermectin, doxycycline, zinc, hydroxychloroquine. Those things became very popular for a while. Then they're not approved and they're not recommended for treatment, and particularly hydroxychloroquine, which can have quite serious side effects. We use it for malaria where we have to, but then none of those drugs are recommended. So it's really the specific treatments.
They were the ones recommended by the ex-American president and the Brazilian president, aren't they?
I believe so.
Yeah. So they definitely have never been recommended by anybody.
That's correct. And it's a really important message you give. Look at the, you know, New South Wales Health or your state health websites. Look at the Commonwealth websites. They're very reliable. They're very balanced. And they'll give you the proper medical information because they've got the proper sources of experts to advise them about what works and what doesn't.
With the version of Omicron we've got coming through now just recently, is that going to be more virulent or more transmissible than what we've currently been experiencing?
Look, we're monitoring the new variants, and here at Savitt we do whole genome sequencing to do that, along with a number of labs in the state and, in fact, nationally. And what we measure is the change of the genome. The effect of that on patients takes a little bit longer. And it's not clear that the new variants are more virulent, that is, cause more severe disease. That the usual progress of viruses is to see more transmission, so they're more easy to spread from person to person. But in fact, usually, unfortunately, as a pandemic goes on, the viruses become less virulent. They cause less severe disease. And that may well be the evidence that we're seeing emerging with the Omicron variant. Whether the new and most recent variants are the same, we really need a little bit more time to make that judgment.
Professor Bill Rawlinson, AM, Senior Medical Virologist and Director of Virology at the University of New South Wales, speaking with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.